we are at the closing. It's time for closing statements, and each candidate will have a minute and 15 seconds. It's very important for us to get through this section. We ask that the audience members are respectful of the candidates and of everyone else in the room, regardless of who you're here to support or if you're on the fence. So let's hear each of these candidates share their closing statements. We're going to start with Mr. Koo. You have 1 minute and 15 seconds.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for your patience for listening to us. No, I have been council member for 8 years. I will continue to use my utmost energy and time to serve this community. I have been in public service for more than 20 years, like 10 years in the community, 8 years in the council. And I was called, I'm still called the mayor of Flushing. Because of what? Because 20 years ago, I have been doing a lot of things, helping all the organizations. And since I became a council member, I used the city resources to help many schools, libraries, everything. And my opponent, she's aggressive, she complains a lot. Right? Everything is a problem for her. Everything is a problem. I will continue my service with the cooperation with all of you to tackle all the problems you have. Of course, we have rooms for improvement in transportation, in sanitation, but that's not saying that we are doing very bad. If you look at the statistics, Flushing is very clean.
Mr. Koo, your time is up.
Flushing is very safe. Just look online.
Once again,
go to the sanitation department and go to the 1PP police department.
Yeah.
City Council, because it is an incredibly powerful platform to effectuate quality of life changes for your family, your neighbors, and the people who live here. I'm raising my two daughters here in this district. I want them to be proud one day when asked, "Where did you grow up?" to say, "We grew up in Flushing." Flushing has been overdeveloped, period. It looks nothing like it did 20, 30 years ago when we had beautiful mom-and-pop stores. Our suburban neighborhoods have been ravaged by illegal conversions of mansions, all under Peter Koo's watch. I don't want more friends and families to move out of Flushing because they think that Flushing is hopeless. I live by what I teach my daughters, that if you are unhappy, unsatisfied, you stand up and you speak up. And I'm inspired by the words of our former president, Barack Obama, who said, if you are unhappy, grab a clipboard, collect signatures, and that is exactly what I did. I collected signatures so that I could be on the ballot. And for the first time in 8 years, Democratic voters in our district have a choice in who represents their voice on the city council.
Okay. We want to thank the candidates, Peter Koo and Allison Tan, for their time. APA Voice for their leadership in coordinating this forum, particularly Liz O'Young, and in turn, interns Jennifer Lee and Kaylee Huang, all 18 co-sponsoring organizations. The four translators who have been translating non-stop in Spanish, Cantonese, Korean, and Mandarin, and all the volunteers. Most importantly, we want to thank the voters for coming out this afternoon. We hope you found the debate informative. We hope the candidates' responses today will help you in your decision on whom to vote on the primary day, September 12th. Thank you.
Thanks, Monica. This is very important. If you are a registered Democrat, please do not forget to vote on September 12th. It's primary day. Voting is an important duty of every U.S. citizen. Anyone who can vote, it is very important that you vote. It'll be that whoever wins on that day will be the candidate for the Democratic Party in the general election in November. As you heard firsthand today, the person that you vote for on September 12th may be the person who will be advocating for you, for your neighborhood, for your community, for your children, and your quality of life. Thank you, everyone, for coming out. Okay, this concludes the candidates' forum. Thanks a lot, everyone.
Anyone who has translation equipment, please return it. Secondly, everybody, give a round of applause to the Ahmadi.